Yellowhammer Radio presents The Ford Faction.
Ron, we were talking earlier about a video that makes Alabama, you know, dip to what looks like an all-time low from the outside view of it, right?
Right.
And that's Harley Barber's video, former student at Alabama, yeah. University of Alabama. And I saw your story on Facebook, and it was sent to me by the suit. And I read it, and I thought, that, to me, is a testament of what Alabama really is.
Well, I'm actually from Chicago. I'm from the west side of Chicago.
Really?
So I grew up in an urban area, a really tough area to grow up in. You know, my mother and father did the best they could to make sure that I saw a better way of life, and I always appreciate them for that. The secret to any success I've had in my life is that I've always had good people around me. Well, you know, growing up on the west side of Chicago, you know, it's that old saying, you know, I come from the hip-hop generation, so I think it's a rap lyric that speaks very prevalent to that. It's like, either you selling crack rock or you got a wicked jump shot. You understand what I'm saying?
that was the way. Yeah.
Growing up and getting an opportunity to live in Atlanta and see, as I call it, black excellence, you know, seeing the politicians, seeing the athletes, you know, seeing these people at a level, you know, I was fortunate enough. I did well financially for myself. I started a mortgage company, you know, in Atlanta, and I had opportunity to garner some success for many years and get to live in a nice, you know, a nice home in Fayetteville. And, you know, I had Atlanta Falcon that lived next door to me. I had another guy that was a retired guy who played for the Washington Redskins, and he owned television stations in Baltimore. And, you know, just to see all that, it was easy for me to think that you could have anything that you ever wanted in life.
Yeah.
But you have to realize I had to get to that point in life to even be able to see that and appreciate it. So I saw that in Atlanta, and of course it was a level of comfortability unlike any other, because you see black people that look like you doing big things, doing positive things, doing things that you only have imagined or dreamed about. So it was a great mecca for me to be there.
And you say that about Atlanta, but when the opportunity came up and you went to Birmingham School of Law, when the opportunity came up to do that, and you say, oh, my goodness, Alabama, mm-hmm. Is it true? The yeah. Stereotypes. I mean, goodness gracious.
Well, you know, and that's what I say in my post. I never knew anything positive about Alabama.
Yeah,
you
right.
know, if you went to YouTube, you looked at videos or you saw anything, you know, I could finally remember Governor Wallace, you know, on the steps, not letting the African Americans go to school, and,
yep.
and you hear about things about busing, and that's all I ever knew. And so, from my understanding, just to be perfectly honest with you, in my self-ignorance, I didn't think anything had changed.
The Ford Faction, making radio great again.